Locusts are swarming over large areas of Africa and Asia. They're spread out over 10 countries, threatening the food supply of millions of people in places like Ethiopia, Kenya, and Somalia. Countries that have been impacted are asking for tens of millions of dollars in international aid to protect the upcoming spring harvest. Without large-scale interventions, the swarms could grow by 500-fold come June. The representative from the UN's Food and Agricultural Organization to Ethiopia, Fatuma Seyid, joins me. What is the situation on the ground? How have the swarms been affecting Ethiopian farmers and herders?
The swarms are unfortunately affecting Ethiopian farmers and pastoralists. The government has been battling to control the swarms since June. They have tried and they have applied all the resources, but now the swarms are increasing. They are very large and the reproduction is high. So the government capacity is very much stretched.
What does locust damage actually look like? Like if you go to a field, what will a swarm of locusts have done to it?
A swarm of locusts, the minute it lands in a field, within hours, it can eat almost everything. To give you an idea, a locust swarm that is as large as 1 square kilometer can eat the equivalent of a food of 35,000 people.
Wow. So the FAO is asking for $76 million from the international community to deal with this. How will that money actually be used?
That is mainly for a rapid upscale of air and ground control, meaning more planes, more flying hours and pesticide to spray, ground team and vehicles to spray, as well as impact assessment on the pasture, farmland and cropland, so that we are also anticipating how to rapidly help these people to recover.
If we look specifically at Somalia, the unstable security situation there means that planes can't be used to spray pesticides, I would imagine. So if locusts know no borders, how are you going to manage the challenge of working in a place like Somalia?
That is a challenge for Somalia. I'm based and I'm the FAO representative to Ethiopia. Every FAO representative is working with the government at our level to do the most we can with the different techniques in the different areas. So in Ethiopia, we are fortunate enough to upscale both air and ground control operation. And we hope by doing so and maximizing the control in those two countries, we will be able to minimize the damage.
Scientists are saying that climate change, unusually wet weather, has made the locust problem worse. How are you looking forward to the future to prevent more swarms?
FAO is always encouraging government to engage in preventive control. Preventive control means that FAO is engaged in the surveillance. We know when the locusts start to gather and form swarms, but while they are not yet flying, but just without the wings. And that's the best time to control. The swarms are much smaller, so that's the best way to control the locusts. It's immediately to react, and government must be equipped to do that far before these swarms start flying. And that's the easy and most efficient way to do it.
Fatuma Seyid, the FAO representative in Ethiopia, speaking with us from Addis Ababa. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.